Joe Biden and Antony Blinken try to snag credit for President Trump's historic Middle East peace deal. By Amy Furr on October 14, 2025. President Joe Biden, D., and one of his former staffers have tried to horn in on President Donald Trump's historic achievements on the peace deal between Israel and the terrorist group known as Hamas. Following the ceasefire agreement, Biden issued a social media post in which he said the path to that day has not been an easy one, Fox News reported Monday. "I am deeply grateful and relieved that this day has come. For the last living 20 hostages who have been through unimaginable hell and are finally reunited with their families and loved ones. And for the civilians in Gaza who have experienced immeasurable loss and will finally get the chance to rebuild their lives," he wrote. "The road to this deal was not easy. My administration worked relentlessly to bring hostages home, get relief to Palestinian civilians, and end the war. I commend President Trump and his team for their work to get a renewed ceasefire deal over the finish line," Biden continued. In his own lengthy post on Saturday, former Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrote, "It starts with a clear and comprehensive post-conflict plan for Gaza. It's good that President Trump adopted and built on the plan the Biden administration developed after months of discussion with Arab partners, Israel and the Palestinian Authority. It centers on temporary, transitional authorities for Gaza's governance, security, humanitarian assistance, and rebuilding, led by Arab and international partners alongside Palestinians, backed by the United States, and ultimately handed over to full Palestinian control," he added. Social media users excoriated Biden and Blinken for their comments. One person writing, "Your administration didn't do jack shit," while someone else said, "You couldn't get it done. It's kind of the theme of your administration. Could have. Should have. But didn't." The Fox article noted that when Trump was asked about Blinken's comments, he said, "Everybody knows it's a joke. Look, they did such a bad job. This should have never happened." Trump and several world leaders participated in a Middle East peace signing ceremony on Monday for the initial phase of the peace agreement between Israel and Hamas, Breitbart News reported. He emphasized that the prospect of a peace deal in the Middle East has long looked daunting, with many saying it could not materialize. "It's the biggest, most complicated deal," he stated, the outlet said. In addition, there were huge celebrations on Monday as word spread of the 20 living Israeli hostages being released by Hamas, in keeping with the agreement Trump announced in the White House exactly 2 weeks before. Israel released 250 Palestinian terror convicts and loaded them onto buses, awaiting the Israeli hostages' return, the Breitbart News article read.